join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is a prophetic practical renewal by Pastor Chandler Bailey.
Listen, y'all, I'm so excited to bring the word on behalf of our pastors. If you're connected with our church, Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey, on this nightly revival that we're doing. And this is night number two. You still have time to share this link because I believe God is going to give you a word and has a word for you. This is the year of recovery and refreshing. Now, our prophetic theme comes from the heart of our pastor, Bishop Bailey, and Acts 3:19 says this, and I'm reading the NIV version. It says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. The Amplified version says, so repent, change your inner self. Someone type inside. Your inner self, your old way of thinking. If you have a journal, go ahead and pick up that old journal and say, the old way, I have to erase it. I have to change my inner self, what's going on inside of me, my old way of thinking, and here's the good one, the regret and past sins. There's some of us right now, it's hard for us to move forward because a lot of times we're living in regret. And a lot of us, our holiness helped us by looking at regret. But God, challenge you and through the spirit of faith right now. Don't allow your regret to get associated with the year 2021. Amen. Amen. Listen, regret past sins and return to God. Seek his purpose for your life so that your sins may be wiped out, wiped away, blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. There's some people logged on right now. You already understand the prophetic voice of this hour in this moment. I'm going to give you a chance right now to give God praise in advance. Right now, come on, give God praise right now, wherever you're at, while you're logged on. What are you praising for? You don't even have the word yet, right? But you already have the word in your heart. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, think about what God's going to do for your life in 2021. Just give him praise in advance. Hallelujah. Open your mouth in front of that computer screen. Open your mouth up in front of that tablet. Open your mouth up in front of that iPhone, that Android phone, and give God a praise. Amen. Amen. It's time for refreshing. Now, good is to say times, plural. Times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Church, listen, I want to talk to you from the subject, a prophetic yet practical renewal. A prophetic practical renewal. God wants to minister to two mindsets that are connected with us in our church. And for those of you who are streaming, who are watching, we pray that God gives you a revival. But I'm going to tell you this right now, just in case you already have a church home and you're already connected somewhere, this is the word of the Lord for our house. So if you're connected with us through iChurch, connected through us through our campuses, connected through us through our local church or our efforts, or you partner with us, this word of the Lord is for you. God has a prophetic yet practical renewal for your life. God wants us to be responsible during this year of recovery and refreshing. And the question about responsibility, it hinges upon this rhetorical question. Am I able to respond? Are you able to respond? Responsibility asks the question to yourself, are you able to respond to the declaration that's over this year? Can I respond to the word of the Lord saying that it's my year of recovery and refreshing? Can I respond to the word of the Lord stating and saying and declaring in my life that God has a prophetic yet practical renewal for my life? Can I respond to God's word? Acts 3 and 19 brings out the word repentance. It says this. It says, but I don't want us to just read it from a Sunday school perspective. A lot of times when we hear the word repent, for those of us who grew up in church, had church parents, had people in our life, we see this word from the perspective of, oh, repent, that's elementary. I know about that. But let's look into this word. God wants us to look at this from God's genuine heart towards us. He doesn't want us to repent just because this is wrong and this is right. Yes, that's part of it, but God wants to connect himself with us again. So on the road to recovery and refreshing, you're going to have to turn away from something. But God is a smart God. He's not going to have you turn away without leading you to. So you're going to turn away and turn towards him. God wants to get involved with this prophetic declaration of this year. The word has been sent. It's the year of recovery and refreshing. But God doesn't just want to get involved with our lives. Here we go, church. He wants us to get involved with his legacy. God wants us to get involved with his legacy. He has plans that he's already established from the foundation of the earth. And he wants to use your bloodline, use your family tree, use you to be a part of his legacy. Someone type, lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. So let me say it this way. God doesn't just want us to get involved. God doesn't just want to get involved with our home this year. This year of recovery and refreshing is not simply to bless our house, to bless our marriages, to bless our children, to bless your endeavors, to bless your business, to bless your business. No, God doesn't just want to get involved in our home. Here we go. He wants our home getting involved with the will of heaven. He wants our home, our house, our thing that we're doing on the road to recovery and refreshing. He wants what's about us becoming about him. He wants our business becoming a part of the kingdom's agenda. If you're a professional athlete, he wants your endeavors on that football field, that basketball field. He wants that being about the kingdom. If you're a business owner, he wants your business being about the kingdom. Have you ever asked, what is the agenda of the kingdom through the thing I've been assigned to do? Now, let's read the Amplified in context. Let's back up a little. Before verse 9, and let's go ahead of it. Let's back up and go ahead of it. Acts 3 and 17 through verse 21, it says this. Now, brothers, I know that you have acted in ignorance, not fully aware of what you're doing, just as your rulers did also. And so God has fulfilled what he foretold by the mouth of all people, that his Christ, Messiah anointed, would suffer. So repent, change your inner self. I heard you, Lord, back up. You're not fully aware of what you've been doing, just as the rulers did also. Verse 18. And so God has fulfilled and he foretold, prophetic. So it's already been prophesied that Jesus will come. It's already been prophesied that the Messiah is for God's people, and Christ so loved the world that he died and gave his only begotten, Father, only begotten Son, that whosoever believed. It's already been prophesied, but now here comes the practical. If you're taking notes, type after prophecy, there's practicality. So verse 19 says, here's the practicality of the prophetic voice and the man of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah and the anointed one. This is what you do practically after the prophetic word comes true. Repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, return to God, seek his purpose for your life so that your sins, prophetic again, may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased. So that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, prophetic, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Verse 20, and that he may send to you practical Jesus for the complete restoration. Jesus Christ, who has been appointed to you, practical, whom heaven must keep until the time for the complete restoration of all things about which God promised through the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time. Prophetic again. I want you to know that this year of recovery and refreshing, you're going to have to be okay with going through prophetic words, doing practical execution, receiving a prophetic word of obedience, then handling practical side of execution. You're going to have to be able to balance between both of them if you want the fullness of recovery and the fullness of refreshing. Someone type amen right now in Jesus' name. Acts 3:19 says, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. So we see this emphasis is not just on repenting from sins, right direction, but the emphasis is on us turning towards God again. We have to turn towards God. We got to turn towards God. So I may have to turn away from the club and turn towards the church. I may have to turn away from Instagram and social media and turn towards tuning in and log in. I may have to turn away from my own mindset and turn towards God's word. I may have to turn away from how I used to think and what I used to do and what I used to think and allow God's word to transform me and renew my mind. I'm going to have to turn away from something. If you're typing anything right now, if you're taking any notes right now, the Holy Spirit, let him minister to you things right now this year that you must turn away from. But come on. Someone type, we serve a smart God. Come on, YouTube. Type, we serve a smart God. I'll be logging on with YouTube. Y'all the best commenters. Type right now, we serve a smart God. God is not going to turn me away from anything unless he turns me towards something. God is going to turn me towards something. So as I repent and change my inner self, my old way of thinking, as I let go of the regrets of past sins and turn towards God in 2021, as check this out, that's the prophetic side and the practical side, but let's look forward to this. I have to seek his purpose for my life so that my sins may be wiped and blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring me, restoring you, restoring your house, restoring your family like a cool wind on a hot day, like a cool wind on a hot day. God would not equate what he's prophetically going to bring into your life unless he was equipped to make it happen on earth. This word is not just a spiritual deep word that all this is for heaven. That when you go to heaven, when you go on to be with the Lord, life will be easier. God wants to make your life more graceful on earth. He wants to make your business more grateful in the marketplace. He wants to make your marriage more grateful, graceful, and relationship goals. God wants to do something in your life now more than just later. So I want to see that. I want to see that God wants to reveal my life to me. And when I think about this revival, the Lord told me to tell us, church, that the revival is twofold. And when I think about twofold, I wish I had a piece of paper real quick, a notebook of paper or a piece of printing paper. I want to show you an example. If they get one, someone can get that to me real quick. But I want us to see that the revival is twofold. It's not just a spiritual awakening, but it's a practical one. It's not just a spiritual waking, it's a practical one. And when I look at this church, let me show you the example that the Lord told me to show you. A lot of us, we have a relationship with God and we understand that as long as I stay under an open heaven. So imagine this saying you right here or me, whatever you want. And up here says God. So we have a relationship with God, right? And we have, as long as I'm under him, as long as I'm in sync with him, God's up here, I'm right here. Wherever he goes, I go. And that's great. We honor God. We go where he tells us to go. We do what he tells us to do. We say what he tells us to say. But God's saying, this year, I want to bring a recovery and refreshing to your home, to your life, to those areas of practicality. I want to do something prophetic in your practical system through your practical mind. But the only way we can do that, we have to make God become our home. And when I think about that, God is twofold. So as we fold this, we see now that the prophetic that's in Jesus, the prophecy that's in this word of this year, is also aligned in the practical. So you have us and God, and that creates a home. God wants to make a home. He wants to make a home in his word in your life. He wants to deal with your house this year. This is not a word that I'm just going to do a church shout over. This is a word that you're going to move out and move into some place over. This is a word that you might get something new in over. This is something that God wants to do in your life. He wants to do it in your life and he wants to do it in your home. So this is not just a spiritual awakening. This is a practical awakening, a practical awaiting of God's prophetic word in your life. This is a prophetic yet practical renewal, a prophetic practical renewal of health, of financial freedom, renewed relationships, and rest. God wants you to receive these things on your road to recovery and refreshing. Give God a praise right now, wherever you're watching this in advance, for that opening up in your life. Come on, give God praise for health. Give God praise for financial freedom. And give God praise for renewed relationships and rest. Hallelujah. We give you praise for that. In Jesus' name. Acts 3:19, church, also deals with times. We see a little pluralism here. We see plural. We see times, not time. times. Times are refreshing. Times have to do with earth because heaven is already eternal. Heaven is infinite. You don't have to say times in the kingdom. These times are associated with the kingdom's agenda on earth. These times, church, are associated with God's prophetic voice being activated in your life practically. So times has to do with earth. Times not just dealing with heaven, but times that are coming into your home. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that you will see times of rejoicing, times of joy, times of increase, times of burdens being removed, times of yokes being destroyed, times of love, favor, and grace and renewal popping off in your life, happening in your home in Jesus' name. Times are coming into your home. God wants to bring heaven to your home, which leads me to my first point. Will you be heaven's home? Will you be heaven's home? I showed you the folded piece of paper. Will you be heaven's home? Will you allow God to enter into your business? And will you partner with God's business? Will you allow God to enter into your business? Will you allow him to fold his favor over your life? Will you allow him to fold over that thing that you've been working on under God? But God said, I don't want to just be stand over it. I want you to fold me into it. I want to build a house with your business. I want to partner with your entrepreneur ways. I want to partner with your mindset. I want to partner with your assets. I want to partner with your finances. I want to partner with your home. I want to partner with your marriage. I want to partner with your testimony. I want to partner with you. I don't want you just turning away from stuff. I want you turning towards me. God said, I want to partner with you this year. Recovery and refreshing is going to happen through daily partnership with the Lord, daily spending time with God. Are you willing to be heaven's home? Does heaven have a home in your house? Does heaven have a home in your marriage? Does heaven have a home in your parenting? Does heaven have a home in how you honor your parents? Does heaven have a home with your money and priorities? Heaven needs a home in 2021. What am I saying? People may never think they can get blessed until they see the blessing in and on you. Heaven needs a home. God already is blessed, but he wants to send a blessing. And people won't believe that there's a blessing that can come from God unless they see the blessing on your life. People may not know that healing comes from God until they see God heal your life. God wants to partner with you. Someone type partner. People may never receive Jesus unless they see Jesus on you. People may never understand kingdom until they see the kingdom in you, until they see the king in you, until they see the queen in you, until they see you prince and princess your way into the marketplace, stepping in your stilettos full of grace, covered in the blood of Jesus, treading on serpents. Where are you at the prophetic eve? Where is the woman of God who's going to step into the courtroom and step into the staff room and step into the business center that's surrounded by primary males and doesn't care if she's the minority because the blessing of God on her life and the blood of Jesus on her life is the majority. Come on, ladies, give God a praise right there. Give God a praise. Where are you at in culture? God is saying, I want to partner with culture. I want to partner with you. I want to partner with that talent. What am I saying? The prophetic needs practicality. If the prophetic doesn't have practicality, guess what? We just have in church. If God's word here doesn't touch your home there, we just have in church. If the shouting here doesn't open up doors there, we just have in church. And I love church. And Lord knows some of you really love church and you wish you could be in here right now during this revival. But God's saying my prophetic word of recovery and refreshing needs a practical solution. I need a practical situation where I can touch it so they can believe in kingdom. Someone type, God use me. God touched my life. Someone type, God used my marriage. God used my family. Someone type, God used my home. God used my finances. God, I'm okay with you putting me on Front Street as long as they see your glory later on. Someone needs to partner with God this year and saying, I don't care if people know my business. I don't care if people don't know how they know my financial situation. I don't care if people don't know I don't have it all together. I'm going to allow God to build my life publicly. He's going to put me on Front Street and all will see that God's hand is on my life. Peter was able to deliver the prophetic and meet the needs of the man's life prophetically and practically through the power of Jesus Christ. When we look at the healing of the lame beggar in the same chapter that our prophetic foundational scripture is in, church, Acts chapter 3, when we go to verse 1, it says, now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, 3 p.m., and a man who had been unable to walk from birth was being carried along, whom they used to sit down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he could beg alms from entering the temple. Verse 3 says this, So when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began to ask them for coins. But Peter, along with John, stared at him intently and said, "Look at us." And the man began to pay attention to them eagerly, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said prophetically, "Silver and gold I don't practically have. I don't have silver and gold. I do not have. But what I do have, I give you. I do have a prophetic mantle on my life. I do have a prophetic authority. And so I say in the name of that authority, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin now to walk. Get up and walk and walk on and go on walking." Then practical happened after the prophetic in verse 7. Then Peter, he seized the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. And at once his feet and ankles became strong and steady. And with the leap, he stood up and began to walk. And he went into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Peter wasn't able to give the lame man what he originally practically desired, but he was able to meet the need of this man through a prophetic, practical renewal. God is going to allow you to see some stuff through the lens of the kingdom, and he's going to give you practical steps on how to make that thing happen in your life. Some of you all, God's been calling real deep. God's challenged you to be more practical. Some of you all who've been so practical, who don't swim out here with us in the deep, God's going to challenge you this year to swim in the deep. There's going to be a switchover. God wants to bring a prophetic, practical renewal into your life this year. We're asking for money, but he could not walk. He was asking for money, but he could not walk. See, he didn't even ask to walk. He didn't even ask the men of God to walk. He asked for money because sometimes life has us so stuck on our practical needs. We're asking God for this and we're asking God for that, but God sees something else that if he empowers us in that area, you can go get that. If I give you walking, you can go get your own wallet. This man needed something else, but only when he met the prophetic word that came out of Peter's mouth was that thing able to be tapped into to meet that practical area of his life that he was not seeing. It was a prophetic, practical renewal. Now, those of us who are called to be conduits and distribution centers of this recovery and refreshing, because God told me to tell you all this, some of you all, you are called to bring this word. We're all going to receive this word, but some of you all, thank you, Holy Spirit, are called to get this word and then take it to your mama and them. Some of you all are called to get this word and take it to your cousin and take it to your hometown and take it to your industry and take it to those who've been pulling on you and they've been weighing you down. Some of you all have been providing for so many people. You're a leader of a lot. And God's saying, I got this word for you so you can get it to them. Because guess what? If you give the one who always asks for your wallet walking, they won't need your wallet. There's some people in your life, they're pulling on you. They need you all the time. It's because they don't have the empowerment that only comes from the prophetic, only comes from God. The empowerment to go get their own wealth. That's why they're asking you for money all the time. But God's saying for that person in the family who the whole family has been hanging on you and trusting you for this and pulling on you, God's saying, I'm going to give you an anointing this year to go help that person in the family so they won't need help again. Someone needs to give God praise. We've been going through that. Acts 3, 1 through 7, the Amplified version. But I'm going to start at verse 3. It says, so when he saw Peter and John going to the temple, he asked them for the practical needs of coins. But Peter tapped into the prophetic along with John. They stared at him intently and said, look at us. And the man began to pay attention to them, eagerly expecting to receive something from them. He responded, what happened to this lame beggar? This lame beggar was still responding in his own practicality. He was looking at the areas of his life that practically did not add up, that he almost missed a moment that was going to be prophetic in his life. He responded to a spiritual moment with a practical mindset. He responded to a prophetic moment with a practical mindset, but he didn't know he was in for a prophetic, practical renewal. And that's what I speak for all y'all thinkers and planners, and Lord knows we need you, you analytical minds. God is saying, yes, I equipped you with this gift, but this year on the road to recovery and refreshing, I'm going to switch up on you. And for those of us who know how to praise, know how to worship, know how to pray, know how to seek God, know how to confess and declare, God's saying, yeah, you prophesy, but you don't know how to fill an application out. Yeah, you declare, but you don't budget. Yeah, you worship, you run and everything, but you don't know how to change them tires and get the oil changed and manage what God's given you and steward well what's not working well. God is doing a prophetic yet practical renewal for those of us who've been so succumbed to the spiritual journey. God's like, do you think I'm just spiritual? I'm an intelligent God. I want to challenge you that I want to administrate your life. That's the word for those who've been so spiritual along the way and you're looking for God's good hand in the land of the living and you're wondering why you can't see the good hand in the land of the living. This revival is to challenge you to do what you practice practically need to do to get your life right. And for those of you who are so focused on coins and so focused on the practical needs of your life, and you know how to do this, you budget, you got things squared away, you know how to understand credit reports and know how to move this and do that and transfer this and handle that and plan, and you're on time and all that type of stuff. But God's saying your prayer life is drought. You look like you're wealthy, but you're in a spiritual desert. God's saying to that practical individual right now, watching, I want to switch up with you this year. I want you to seek me. You already got that handled. You got money, got a good job, got your life figured out. You got everything planned out perfectly. But God's saying, I want to talk to you, commune with you, and I want to deal with some areas of your life that you never thought I would deal with. This is a prophetic, practical renewal. Peter said in verse 6, silver and gold I do not have. I don't have practically what you asked for. But what I do have, I give to you. And the name and authority of the prophetic power and mantle on my life through Jesus Christ, I give you legs. I give you walking ability so you can go make your own wallet work. I give you walking ability. I give you legs to move. So those of us who are called to deliver this recovery and refreshing, see the prophetic yet practical example of Peter. Preach about that. Walk in your family about that. Teach in your family about that. Preach in your family. You don't have to be a preacher to preach. Preaching is when you're declaring what God's going to do. Preach in your family. Declare this year what God's going to do in your children, what God's going to do in your marriage, what God's going to do in your family.
2021 has been declared the year of recovery and refreshing. God wants you to recover all and be refreshed in every area of your life this year. In these messages, you'll be encouraged to lean into God's presence this year as He renews and restores all that the enemy tried to destroy. Order this series today by calling 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rdci.info. Just ask for the 2021 New Year's Revival. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.